Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 8:40 on this Thursday morning. You realize we're only a couple months away from the Port Huron to Mackinac race. It's getting here real quick. Absolutely. And there's an added component this year, or something that's been around but has changed and morphed over the years. Set Sail for Autism. Tom Ryapel is here with some friends to talk about it. Tom, good morning.
Absolutely. Good morning, Paul. Listen, this is a great opportunity to let people know the changes. Set Sail for Autism has been around since 2012 and had a great run. And having individuals on the spectrum help deliver boats back from the race. We did it for a number of years, went real well, and really raised money for programs for those kids. Well, when COVID hit, it kind of whacked us. So sure. We did a few things in the interim, but everything was, what do we do next? What do we do next? So we got a committee together, and we decided, look, rather than focus on the way it was, it's going to be local. We're going to focus on helping families here in Port Huron in partnership with the Port Huron Yacht Club, DDA, and the Rotary and others to make sure that this becomes something that helps elevate the issues around autism and developmental disabilities. So it'll be on the Sunday kicking off Boat Week, the 12th of July, as a kickoff for Boat Week, and there'll actually be a race with individuals actually racing a short race. And so Jody from Port Huron Yacht Club will talk about that. Trevor from the Rotary will talk about the parade because they're also going to be the parade grand marshals. And then Lisa will talk about how DDA can help make that happen. And obviously now that you're agreed to be our honorary chair, we're hoping you can help us spread the news. But Jody can talk a little bit more about the race itself and how this will be handled by Port Huron Yacht Club.
Morning, Jody.
Good morning. How are you? So we're excited to host this event. It's going to be a student-centered awareness experience race, and we're really grateful to have had the opportunity, and we can't wait to see it grow over time and become more of a traditional component to kicking off Boat Week.
It'll be on that Sunday that kicks off Boat Week.
July 12th. Yeah. We're going to start at 10 a.m. We're going to There's two options for races. If the weather cooperates, we'll have a nice long race. It'll be about 10 miles. Mm-hmm. And if the weather doesn't want to behave as we hope, then we'll do about half of that, about just under 5 mile race to get the kids out and give them an experience.
Great. Mm-hmm. Port Huron's DDA director, Lisa DeLong, you're on board with this as well, right?
Yes. Good morning. So it's kind of funny how this came about. I had been asked by the Rotary to come speak just kind of about what DDA does. And that morning I met Tom, and one of the things that I had mentioned in my speech was that, you know, our oldest child is autistic. And so he had mentioned to me, you know, well, he was involved heavily with the Autism Set Sail. And I said, well, Tom, why did that go away? Like, where can we bring that back? So it kind of just budded from there. And then everybody that was involved previously has gotten involved. We've got new partners that have come involved. So it's really, we have quite a committee going for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Trevor's here from the Rotary Club. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you.
Yeah. You guys are involved too.
Yes, we are. This is a great experience for us. We're looking forward to it. The Grand Marshals will be the kids from Set Sail for Autism.
Trevor, I'm going to swing this mic around for you to use that one instead.
Sure. That other one's that better?
Yeah.
That there we better. Go. That's okay. So, like I was saying, this is a great partnership. Rotary Club is really looking forward to it. The parade will be Wednesday, July 15th, starting at 6:30. Our main sponsor, McLaren, so we thank them. And if you want to get involved with either volunteering, get a sponsorship or anything like that, go to the website. It is paradeday.net. And if you see us around or anything, have questions, feel free. Ask away.
Well, like I said, it feels on one hand like that's a long way off, especially when it's only 35 degrees out there this morning. But it's only a couple months. It's going to get here real quick, isn't it?
It'll be here before we know it. So we're trying to get everything done, make it smooth like normal. We'll have good weather, as always, and we'll have a good time.
Tom, you mentioned this is a local event. It's going to benefit local students, local schools, too, right?
Yeah, it's going to be supporting the Port Huron schools, their programs for kids with developmental disabilities. I'm sorry, it's early morning, and autism. But Christy Lashbrook and Natalie Adair are going to be involved. And so I think the key is that whatever we do will really make a difference for families here in Port Huron.
Yeah.
And that's where I think it'll help engage the community. It'll help engage all the folks. And obviously, whatever Port Huron Yacht Club does is great. So we're really looking forward to it. And this is a beginning.
Yeah.
I think will be next year, once we see how it goes. There's some elements we can add to it.
Yeah.
To me, there's great life. And thank you for your support. I mean, you interviewed the kids on Mackinac. You met a lot of families. So you know what this can do for these families.
Well, I think it's a great way to involve, as you said, people who are on the spectrum in our greatest event of the year. Let's face it, the Port Huron to Mackinac race doesn't get any better than that. And get them directly involved with the sailboats is huge.
Absolutely. And the fact that Boat Week, you have Blue Water Fest, you have the Yacht Club, you have the parade. I mean, like you say, this is the week when you should shine
Absolutely.
For Port Huron, and this helps. I think kicking it off on a Sunday makes it really a whole week
event.
Yeah,
it's a nice way to kick off the week. If people want to know more about the race or getting involved, whether they want to help, whether they want to volunteer, contribute, or get their own kids involved.
Well,
it's all on you.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're definitely looking for sponsors. This is obviously a great community event that we're getting involved in. We're going to have the Huron Lady, where some of the other kids with disabilities and their families are actually going to head out and watch the race for the ones that want to participate but not quite there yet. So we're looking for sponsorship, and anything that you want to know, just check out our Set Sail for Autism and More official Facebook page.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah. And want to announce, Northgate Ford has stepped up. So they're one of our first sponsors. They've stepped up to support it. So anyone that does it, obviously, would be a big help.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks for telling us about it. We will talk a lot more between now and the race about it. But
I keep trying to get you on a boat. So are you going to go on one of those this year?
I might. We'll see. We'll see. I am not a sailor.
It depends on the wind, right?
Yeah, exactly. The temperature, all that stuff. We'll see. But guys, thanks for coming in. Set Sail for Autism.